Hey, Jordy.
Do you want to jump on the remix of my England song?
No.
Come on, England. Come on, England. Come on, England.
What?
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 It sounded like that. I didn't say that.
Is that a remix?
What? Seven over one.
That's the Bermondsey version.
We want to get the song out there. We want to get it playing around the stadiums.
All playlists.
Yeah, bruv.
Download
yeah.
Stream.
All the money goes to...
Steve-O.
England.
We've been around this table a few times over the last few weeks. Where obviously we're pumping out a lot of content. End of the season, like it should be the nerves should be up. But as we all know, relegation sorted, top four sorted.
End of the season, you're wearing essentials, yeah? Yeah, it's a nut, man.
It's quite thick actually, and it's warm outside. Well, it's not warm today, to be fair. It was warm yesterday.
Yeah, it's a nut, man. What you got? What you got? What you got today?
Oh, this is nothing. It says New York.
You say you're standing with Kendrick.
What you got over there, Paul? Levi's Daily Paper. Shorts
Supreme, it is actually.
Supreme,
come on, NFL, Jaguars, Yeezys, Spartans.
Now talk us through your fit, Jordy.
These are all gifts. These are all gifts. These are all gifts.
Just a Fitbit over here.
Nah, man.
What have you done?
It's supposed to be a quarter chicken. Look at this.
What is it? Half of that?
Bro, what are them? Oh, brother. I don't
Let me see.
Like
can you turn it a bit?
They look like gel vegetables, man.
You mean gel?
Oh, my God. For the people listening, it doesn't look like a quarter chicken. It looks like a third.
Looks like a third of chicken. Huh? No. You're not making a mockery of me.
You lot didn't come to the...
You're not making a mockery of me.
A third is bigger than a quarter, by the way. That's what's...
Huh?
Quick maths. What's bigger than a third?
A fourth.
Good one.
Yeah, four's bigger than three.
No, half.
Yeah, just making sure I'm not the only one. Jesus.
Should we do that one day? Should we do a filthy maths contest?
Oh, I'm losing. Yeah. I'm hungry.
Is it?
You're doing good at it. Who do you think's the best at maths on filthy?
Lumos.
We talked a lot about stuff that we should be getting into on this show over the last
few
weeks.
What are you trying
weeks.
To get into?
Has anyone tried X-Men 97 yet?
Oh, what? Damn it.
Well, the movie, oh, yeah.
I don't do superpowers in that, bro.
The new cartoon series.
I watched that when it was out, right?
I can't do that stuff.
They followed it up with a new series in 97.
I know. I need to get
And they're dropping an episode a week, and it's the best show on TV right now.
Oh, Jesus, do my pants.
Storm got her powers back, innit?
Bro. Did you see what happened at the end of that episode?
Oh, you lot sound like losers.
You saw what happened at the end of that episode?
What, when she got them back?
No. Oh, you ain't seen the new one?
Nah.
Poet.
Am I in the Matrix?
Oh, say, I'm in for a treat.
Bro. Craziest episode of X-Men ever.
You just said that before when...
It's getting crazier.
Our film club, by the way, failed.
Where can I watch this?
Disney Plus.
Can I just jump in now? Or do I need backstory?
No, I think you could watch it now.
I'm going to try it,
When was you born?
Born in 95. We do this every time I see you, bro.
No, 95.
I was born in 95.
95. Bro, don't do that. You're the oldest. But listen.
You wish.
95, yeah. Okay, you was two. You could probably understand
X-Men it. Came out in 92, to be fair, originally.
I was 92. Ooh, I don't know, man. The language was different in 92, bro. I swear to God. Am I lying? From 92 to 95?
So what language can I not take?
No, you're quite old school and you've got an old soul. Old hair.
You can't say a man's got old hair.
Bro, you just went viral for your hair starting at the back though.
I'll just take the viral. Took that one. I was replying and all that. You know what? I'll take this one. It's been a while.
Man. Film club though, it did fail. Yeah, but yeah. It didn't because I watch more stuff now. Much more. I watched Baby Reindeer. That was...
Come on.
That was crazy.
A Man in Full? Anyone?
Don't get off Baby Reindeer. She is telling the truth.
Shut up.
What?
The real one on Piers
Morgan.
Martha,
the real one. Did you watch the interview as well?
Yes.
On Piers Morgan.
I watched the series as well.
And the series.
You don't see how they're the same person.
How? If she's never met... Like, you know, that's what I was like, so he's... So... They're spot on.
Yeah, perfect, yeah.
So, I believe... Oh, I know what you're saying. You're saying that because it's so spot on that it
he
must have
said
happened.
Anything. What are you saying?
I'm saying he's lied. She ain't been in prison.
Yes, she has, isn't she?
Not for him. Didn't get the 9 months and all the rest of it. Yeah? 4 years, 9 months. Well, he hasn't proven otherwise. But like, you need to come
really
out, dude.
You can go all the way to Netflix, make all of these accusations and get it wrong.
Yeah. I do believe you could do that.
Fair enough.
Is that the end might be creative, yeah.
Nah, they've exaggerated. I think, listen, she's crazy, yeah. And he's
careful,
exaggerated.
She's suing people.
You know what I think is a bit yucky, yeah? That he didn't go to lengths to protect her identity, but the guy actually abused him.
gone through lens. Him.
Wow, that's a great point.
That's nasty. That's nasty work. That's
great, they both abused him, by the way.
Yeah, but
well, she described
one was by the canal.
Yeah, but what?
Which is bad.
14,000 emails.
41,000.
I'm learning.
And she said there was only 6. And you believe her. And it started off as 2. And then she was like, oh, maybe just...
You know what's crazy though?
Did you see her tweets?
Oh my God.
Yeah, a couple crazy ones.
The one about hanging the curtains.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying, all I'm saying is he exaggerated, yeah? Which is fine. But he didn't say it was based on a true story. I don't think. Oh, he did?
Brother, did you watch
Bob Marley was exaggerated, you know? Hey, Bob Marley's exaggerated, you know? If you really think a man came back in the house after they shot Bob Marley and said, "Miss sorry," and everyone just started crying and hugging, you're right.
You might be the only person who watched that film.
Nah, I watched it.
I watched it.
I watched it. I tried to.
I watched it about 3 weeks ago.
Is it? Well, tree. You said tree.
You really did it?
3 hours ago.
I watched it, man.
3 weeks after watching Bob Marley.
Did you watch what Jennifer did? Have you seen that?
Nah, is that any good?
Oh, the Asian girl, yeah?
That is crazy.
Is it?
What Jennifer did is crazy. Oh,
what did she do, Paul?
I don't know.
What did she do,
Paul?
I
don't even know if I can. You can't.
You don't
even
like true crime, too?
Give us one a chance.
I know I like true crimes, but I think Netflix has ruined true crimes. They drag them out. There's like always a middle episode. You're like, I didn't need this episode.
This is just one episode.
Oh, it's a film.
It's
okay.
Just
a
one
all
thing.
All right, safe. I'll
it's
watch
just
that.
A one. It's a very. A left turning was crazy.
The problem is, when you watch one of them about something that you know some information about, you start going, well, that's nonsense. This is, and then you start looking at all those documentaries about everything and start thinking, most of this stuff that people make films about is just padding.
Nonsense.
It's just padding.
All of it, mate.
It's got to take it for the entertainment, I guess, then.
I like the ones where I don't know stuff about, and you're like, so then you can judge it like what you said.
Yeah, you can just enjoy it for the face of it, but try not to overcomplicate it. Because, like, you know, when you watch like animal documentaries and that, when you see close-ups of like animals chilling and that, that's fake.
What?
That's not real, like... And the sounds are all fake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they all edited.
Yeah, even Attenborough.
Once you know that, and you have to do that to teach us, because otherwise we don't want to see drawings of stuff happen. We want to see stuff happen. It does take away a little bit of the, like...
Mate, talking of that, here we go. So there's this animal thing. I don't know what it's called. I don't know where they're set. It's in Africa. And there's six... there's six episodes, yeah? I watched one of them. I must have been 4 episodes in of number 4. Let's turn it on BBC Two. It's an actual series where they've made into a, like, so it's real shot, but it's shot like a movie.
Are you going to have to explain? The audience right now is like.
Where did you watch it?
No. Oh my God. Would you know what it is? Nope.
He said Lion King.
Lion King. No. So it's like a document. So they've got real animals, but they've named them. So the elephant, and then the elephant was the pack with Mowgli, to say this to lions. I know Mowgli's a boy, but using him as a lion.
Is there dialogue in it, or is it?
No dialogue. No dialogue.
Okay, so yeah, look, that Meerkat Manor was kind of like.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Like, Freddy's been doing this, and then it'd be like catch up with Stephen and that. Yeah.
Mate, that's crazy.
It's good because it's good storytelling. It's clever.
I just didn't believe that the elephant was really getting chased by the lions. I just thought it was different times.
A lion called Mowgli.
No, because named after they didn't get the same setting right. So it was different. And maybe that's my eye. But yeah, I was like, this is lies.
I've been going to People's Cup finals.
Yeah, what's that about? Obsession?
I like all levels of football, man.
You getting to your own?
Oh, if I can get tickets.
Would you go to that? Would you go to the cup final knowing you're going to lose?
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the stadium's going to be empty. City fans can't fill Wembley.
Hey, some people are deluded, man.
The day at Wembley is a thing. Yeah, day at Wembley is a thing.
The day at Wembley
no,
is a thing.
No, it's nice, but you know at the end of the day, you want it to end nicely. Happy ending and all of that type of stuff.
We can beat City at Wembley.
I was in Wembley in August, man. This is August. I got the tickets, pictures, yeah. When was the last time you went to Wembley?
Me.
Not charity show, we're not doing that.
Got promoted. Why not?
I'm not doing that.
No.
We're not doing that.
Oh, cool.
We're not doing that.
Remember my team got promoted.
You need to go Wembley at the end of the season, not the start of the season.
Yeah, it's facts. You'd rather go at the start of the season. Let's
no,
go
nah, no.
Because it means you either won at the end of the season or
it's
you finish second or won the league.
Something, yeah. I like that, T. He's reinforcing a point.
Just say
what's
my
that?
Bad.
What did you win at the end of the season?
We'll find out.
They did not.
We'll find out.
They just came second.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because Man City were dominating. With the second, being second best at Man City is not bad.
You shouldn't argue, man. I didn't think they should have argued after, but he came back and he was right to come back. You are dead.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's the hot part 6.
West Ham are rubbish, you know. It's over now. You might not dare. It's over now. Oh my God, he's deflecting. It's over now. It's over. It's over.
We're going to talk about green shoots of hope after we do the intros. Green shoots of hope around the Premier League, because this season,
I think you made that up,
is going to be... But made what up?
Green shoots of hope.
You've never heard of green shoots of hope?
Has anyone else?
Drake has.
It's referring to like plant life and thing.
I was gardening. I was gardening this weekend.
A plant
actually
can be dying, and then a green shoot pops up, and you go, "Wow, it's back!" Hope.
Oh, so you don't even... So if a plant's dying, you don't get rid?
No.
Me, yeah.
I just bought one back. Chopped a couple of leaves off, watered it, a little bit of attention, it's starting to come back.
Bonsai tree.
The sun.
Huh? Bonsai tree.
No, it was a Mexican.
This year's Premier League, like the three relegated teams, they got 26, 24, and 16 points.
Where'd that come from?
So when you talk about Forest, Brentford, Everton, Fulham, Wolves, you might be talking about very good seasons, right? But really, you're talking about they were never really under threat. And you look at the top eight, and Chelsea have leapfrogged Man United, Newcastle. They could still get leapfrogged by Chelsea, by the way. Tottenham kind of whimpered. Villa, they're there. Liverpool, City and Arsenal. I just want to try and find some green shoots of hope for next season. What we can be inspired by going into next season.
Should we start?
No, because we're going to do the intros.
Okay. Because I know Oz.
Oz. I respect it.
From my right to my left, he was recording something the other day. He is quite invested in the Drake versus Kendrick Lamar beef, despite me only knowing him as a Drake fan.
Also, Tigo, I don't trust kites.
Kites? What's the trust?
I saw Fulham fly a kite. I knew what it meant. They didn't care.
Oh, in training.
Spurs are flying kites. He didn't care.
My boy flew a kite this weekend.
Is it? Like, I don't trust your boy. Yeah.
Flying a kite?
Yeah.
At training. They're not taking training serious, and that's why Arsenal didn't win the league.
Next on the panel, he's ready for a new era of West Ham United.
Yes.
He has been streaming, and he's been gardening, so he's got a nice tan right now.
Yes. Steve, the madman. Man with a gap.
King of snap.
Thanks for that.
Jeez! Back. That was crazy. Back to back.
Yeah, you're good, Jordy.
You might be playing tennis, I'm ready.
Yes, Jordy.
Next on the panel this weekend, he was commentating in an M. Honcho versus Pot of Paper football match. I think M. Honcho played left wing.
With the mask on.
M. Honcho just played as gaffer. Pot of Paper did his razor rod.
With the West Ham top, I
he
see
was centre back. And I was gardening. I was gardening too.
Oh, you ran commentary there, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ran commentary.
Do you like commentary? You like doing it?
Yeah, it's easy stuff, man. It's easy stuff. You just say the basics.
It's a nice gig. Just what did they give you for that?
Against the run of play.
A mask and a CD.
Hey. We was arguing at the same time about a bets. I was literally commentating and texting Margs about bets. We were arguing.
His name's Jordy, not Jordan.
Talk to me important, man.
And next on the panel, he's almost as invested in Poet in the Drake versus Kendrick beef, but he's found a nice solid ground of I don't care, I just like Drake. His name's Moggs.
Yeah, that's true. Happy medium, you get me? I could admit that he lost. So
you couldn't?
No for harm, a while. No foul.
I could.
I could.
Well, that's the intros. And boys, this weekend was crazy. We had money on the line. Everybody here put their money where their mouth was. Steve-O the madman.
Yes. There's obviously another game tonight. So my money ain't coming to my account yet.
No, yeah.
I've been checking.
Just let man know.
Yeah, I've been checking, yeah.
You got to let man know.
It's cool, isn't it?
Can I just say, though, I had to rush my picks.
Are you going to read them out, or? No, because I'm not sick of you.
You've done well, bro.
Very well.
What are you sick of, bro?
We talked last week about how with Le Bon, like, you get correct result, you get 6 points. Correct score, you get the 6 points, and you get 20 points for the correct score. And they are really difficult to come by, as witnessed by this weekend when Steve-O got... Two.
I was close to three.
Again, this was messed up, right? Because you're watching Saturday football and you're tuned in and you're thinking, okay, it's going this way, it's going that way, it's going that way. Dan had 3-0 in the City game. Marks had 3-0 in the City game. 97th minute, oh. Julian Alvarez gets a penalty. Me and Steve-O get correct scores, 4-0. So straight away, boom, you're gone.
That must have been annoying, bro.
Then Brentford versus Bournemouth. Brentford's are winning 1-0. Bournemouth pull it back in, what, 85th minute? Solanke goal. And then again in injury time, Steve-O bags. Savage Dan had 1-1. He would have had a correct score in two games if not for like 4 minutes of football.
But he didn't.
And Steve-O's got two correct.
God bless
the refs. But the thing about Steve-O you can't argue with is he also got the Everton result. Mm. He got the Newcastle result. You got the Tottenham result. You got the West Ham result. You got the Palace result. And you got the Chelsea result.
You went crazy.
You went crazy, fam.
But Poet probably could have done better with Spurs. Had one more.
Poet could always do better. That was our clothesline.
Poet, Marcus and Geordie finished bottom. Joint bottom.
Don't say like there's 20 teams and there's a bottom three.
Where did I finish? I finished fourth.
Was I above these, man?
It was joint, though. It was joint.
We had the same Geordie, points, but
Poet and Marks finished with 24 points in fourth place. Cut adrift. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, fair
cut
enough.
Adrift. No,
cool. Do you know what? I apologize. Yeah, my bad. We're the same.
But to be fair, Marks, I don't know if you noticed this, but you nearly got the correct result in the Arsenal Man United game, but Onana was making some saves.
No, you know what it was? It was close, with, even though not correct scores, but a couple of the results that I had was nearly there, man. But almost doesn't count. So.
Oh, just gonna great say song that, by Randy.
Yeah. Le Bon's got this class function where you can click the graph that literally shows you through the games how everyone's doing. Mm. So you follow the graph and it's like...
Have I been top at any point?
No, Geordie. No, you have not. It's 2 weeks in a row. You might want to give up football.
Yeah, maybe.
By the way, for anyone interested, Tigo finished second. Dan finished third.
No one's interested.
Seems like there's a theme going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Like the people who know ball...
Yeah.
And you lot.
Oh, so now Dan knows ball.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't realize he was taking it seriously. So next week, you'll see what I got.
I would say that.
Is that you're doing?
The top two are probably the top two that know most ball.
Oh,
here.
Shut
and
up.
That's factual.
I think next week, yeah, I'm top two.
Easily.
How about that?
I can't wait
for next
week.
We could put a separate side bit on that.
I think it's the last game of the season. We go more, man. I'm feeling lucky.
I'm on it. What are you on?
We put 25 on that last one.
Yeah, same again.
25, not 30.
I'm a big man, but I'm not.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's your winnings.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm gaining with what I've obviously won, so.
30, yeah.
Last game of the season.
Last game, man. You got to go a bit more.
It's tough to call them games.
Do you know why I realise you do well? You're not invested like that. You support West Ham. You don't care. You're not going to win anything. I'm an Arsenal fan. We might win the league, so sometimes I get it wrong.
Steve-O, tell them you won something last year and they didn't.
Exactly.
And then we took your best player.
Yeah.
You know what? I clocked. Because obviously, Saturday, I'm busy, innit? I can't watch every game. But the app's telling me, yo, them man have scored your fifth. Them when I scored your third.
Oh, it's telling you know
you
your progress.
You never got to third.
See, don't do that.
Now, the update thing's good, yeah, man. You know what I'm looking forward to next week? All 10 games run at the same time. Mm. So I hate that I had to wait to get my money until like Monday and all the rest of it. This time,
90 minutes, that's it.
Yeah, 90
man.
Minutes.
And then money,
get my money.
Come on, my brother.
Spend the money in the pub.
So you're saying you're going to win?
I think so.
But that's our Le Bon League is heated up now. I felt like this weekend was tense. This weekend, when I saw Steve-O pulling away, I was very annoyed.
It's going to be my chance to win my money back anyway. Honestly, I rushed it. And the only reason why I even knew that I had to put the bet on is because the app tells you when kickoff is.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? I was like, shit, I'm running out of time. Bah, 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 bah.
So you didn't have much time to actually make a decision?
No.
No, and in his defense, it did look like you'd rushed it.
Oh, wow.
Right now, I need my money back. Because I think Steve-O got luck.
No.
Well, if he wasn't lucky, you got to do it twice.
Last game of the season, I'm expecting not many draws.
You're going for it.
People got to go for it.
Let's do a couple of picks then. What are we saying about, say, Arsenal-Everton, Margs?
Last day of the season, Highbury going out on a high. 3-0 Arsenal.
What?
It's actually Emirates. Thank you.
Highbury?
They're going to smash
Everton to bit.
You come last.
I'm going to go with 3-0 as well.
Steve-O?
These men are panicky. You hear it in their voice. It's easy, boys. Listen, Everton are playing well. Without the points deducted, they'd be right up there. I think Sean Dyche is actually doing probably one of the best jobs
in
the Premier League.
Are you about to say that Arsenal aren't going to win?
No, but they will concede. They will concede first.
Okay.
But I know that's not it. If we wanted to get into that, I could go right to the nitty. But yeah, I think it's going to be 3-1 Arsenal.
Poet. Now tell them about 1997-98.
4-0, 97-98, Tony Adams, that famous moment. You remember that moment?
Hell. Yeah.
Okay, we can go 2004, 2005 when Patrick Vieira chips the goalkeeper. We can do that if you want. We could even go to the time we won 4-2 just the other day. Danny Welbeck scored, Aaron Ramsey, so chill.
If we do a Le Bon where it's old school results.
How would we do that?
I'm not saying if there was. This guy's winning, yeah?
You know the results are recorded. They're already there, so there's nothing to predict, Steve-O.
But go on, what's Everton Arsenal versus Everton?
4-0.
4-0.
Yeah, we're going to tuck him in, man. Good day and still not win the league.
I'm going to say 5-0. I'm going to say Arsenal just route it. I think Everton are probably on holiday a little bit. What are we saying? City versus West Ham, Marks?
Oh, they might need goals for this goal. Oh, no, 3-1.
That's fair. Geordie?
2-0 City.
Steve-O?
West Ham was going to do a 1. Do you remember when? You remember.
Defo.
Manchester United, West Ham, last game of the season.
Ooh,
Blackburn. Yeah, man, Blackburn.
Do you remember that?
They lost.
West Ham are going to spoil it.
We're going to spoil it. We are spoilers.
What year?
95.
Mr. 1-on-1.
Ooh,
bare 1-on-1s. And they call me. No, it wasn't bare. Don't do that. Because he's got angry at that. Times, yeah?
It wasn't
bare 1-on-1s. It was one crucial one in the last minute.
Andy Cole and Manchester United, Scholesy, all of them, missed loads of chances that game. And it's fine. It happens.
Is it Pavel Cernicek or Shaka Hislop?
Crowd, this is 95, by the way, yeah?
Anyway, but so I think we're going to spoil it. I'm going 1-0 West Ham.
1-0 Bowen. 1-0 West Ham, Bowen.
You're going to win 1-0?
Yeah.
I hope so, man.
Yeah, man. Trust me. You lot got it. You lot got it.
Respect it.
Poet. Without emotion.
Without emotion.
If you want to win.
West Ham 0, Manchester City 4.
Idiot.
I might go 5-0 as well.
They're scoring more and more goals every week.
It's not West Ham's fault. City are buzzing. West Ham got nothing left to play for.
David Moyes.
We'll do one more game. We'll focus on Brighton versus Man United, Margs.
Oh. No, that's a team that's not playing for nothing.
Matter Brighton where it is, bro.
Danny Welbeck, Patrick, say it.
You had Man United losing to Arsenal, so.
Yeah, I think we lose again.
Whoa.
15 losses.
Out of Europe.
I'm just trying to figure out what the score will be. 2-1, 3-1.
Who's scoring for you?
Huh? On goal.
You heard me.
Maybe Onana. 2-1, Brian.
Okay, thank you for that. Jordy. He took that seriously.
I'm gonna go for 2-0 Brighton.
Ugh.
That's horrible. None of you got faith.
Steve.
Just think of your score.
Brighton are playing for nothing. De Zerbi don't even like he wants to be there anymore.
He said he wants to.
4-0 United.
4-0 United?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
De Zerbi ain't playing. You don't want to be there.
Oh, you want to lose. Let's look in our answers.
Yeah.
We'd lock that one in. You feel I've gone wrong with that?
Poet. Brighton, United.
Let's go for a laugh. I'll go for 5-0 Brighton.
Oh, people don't want money.
Brighton don't have the goals in them like that, but I would love to see it.
Oh, what's heck? Where is it?
At Brighton.
Amex.
Oh my God.
Oh, shut up.
Oh no.
Shut up.
Oh no. Where's Old Trafford, man?
That was their Laparona.
That last
Sunday gone with all the rain. Pathetic fallacy.
No, it's not 4-0. Man United will win though.
Go on.
2-0.
Well, boys, Le Bon, next week is for all the marbles. Is it? I mean, it got important this week.
Yeah, man. Also, I was happy. Like, I needed that. I've been getting a lot of stick online.
Steve has been online bullied for his football takes.
Yeah. I needed that, man. I know ball.
It gets you, did it? Does it get to you? A little bit.
That's unbelievable.
A little bit.
Trust me, it's the most fun we've had on like a Premier League weekend for a long time. You should set up a Le Bon League with your friends. It's class. There's a link in the description.
Boys, great. Do you know there's a chat room on it?
Yeah. Okay. Dan puts a little dog in there every time.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I was going to talk another sport. I don't know. I'll wait till next week.
Boys, this season, I know Marg said it's been very exciting. I remember that from that debate about 4 weeks ago.
It's going down to the wire.
I would agree.
The top two's going down to the wire.
That's I would agree.
The wire. Is there a wire anywhere else in the Premier League right now?
Yeah, Europe. There's a European
though,
wire.
Like, you've got Brighton away. Chelsea have got Bournemouth at home.
See, the race to the title has been interesting, man.
For the title?
Yeah.
I guess. But at the same time, Arsenal...
The relegation race ended earlier than we'd like.
Oh my God, so early. Like, you might have a situation where a team could have stayed up with like 27 points.
Watching Liverpool's resurgence and then been Ishbed, that was fun.
That was fun. This is... I'm just back in the room, boys. I was gone a sec. This is the... What have we got to look forward to a bit?
Even like the resurgence of Liverpool, it didn't involve beating Arsenal or City.
Or United.
it was good, but like because of those bottom three teams, there were just loads of points available.
How many points is that though?
That's 18 points.
And Sheffield United are giving everyone
points. We
didn't
get the heavyweight crashes, the Super Sundays.
Did anyone in the top three drop a point against the bottom three? Liverpool drew with Luton, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be it.
Yeah, they did, away from home.
Forest took points from someone,
they're
though.
Not bottom three, bottom four.
Come on, man. You know ball.
I'm just saying, like, okay, I'm excited to see who wins the Premier League. And if there's any justice in the world, Lamar, you remember Lamar?
Great song.
Green Eyes.
From MPK, by the way.
He sings a little bit like he's singing Christmas carols.
Poet's going to agree.
But if there's any justice in the world, Arsenal win the Premier League this weekend.
I agree with that.
Any karma, any justice, if the matches played count for anything.
If Arsenal win the league, it's not exciting then, huh?
It wouldn't be exciting. It depends because ultimately the way they would win it would be by Man City stumbling. Which is it wouldn't exactly. be like the pressure's not. It's not like. Do either of those teams look like they're under pressure?
Arsenal do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They battered you. They scored one, but they battered
just
you.
Just because of the way they handled it. Even going into Spurs and then coming to United, that's high pressure situations.
But
like.
They don't look pressured.
I don't know. They look more pressured than City.
They handled the pressure. They just handled the pressure.
There was pressure at Villa.
Did Villa beat them twice?
Twice, yeah.
And then who else beat them?
West Ham.
Fulham. And
Newcastle?
There's another one.
Newcastle.
And you go to that Newcastle game, they probably shouldn't have lost that game. That was a very suspect referee performance. But they beat City. They drew with City away, clean sheet, beat Liverpool, drew with Liverpool. Like, Emery clearly has...
Satin over Arteta.
Arteta's number.
Voodoo.
But Arsenal should be Premier League champions at the end of this weekend. They probably won't be.
But the thing about justice is like, God looks at everything in totality, you know? So if the football Arsenal played was great, but the fans Arsenal have is poet.
Yeah, but then, that's true.
I would love for everyone on the internet to just park that and just say, Arsenal needed to improve on last year. They did. Arsenal needed to cope with being in the Champions League for the first time in however many years. They did.
Kind of.
Not in the Champions League, they did. But they didn't affect their league form in that way. And Arsenal needed to not lose to Manchester City this year, and they didn't. If there's ever been a league that they've won because of the resource, is this one.
100%.
They've won 27 games, yeah? Most in their history. They're coming down to the wire, and they're still relying on Spurs. This stinks.
Why? For who?
For Arsenal.
Well, it's because Man City.
I like when you say this. I'm gonna back it.
It's just because Man City.
How can
are
they
Man
be
City?
So good? You're saying about if there's any justice in the world, you're quoting Lamar and all that, and they're relying on Spurs
because the resource that they're up against is unreasonable.
It stinks.
Do you know why I don't stink? Look at Man City. They can go and commit how many crimes? 100 and whatever cases.
Allegedly.
Not
happening.
Oh, we're not doing that.
No, it's important.
We're snitching now, yeah?
Can I make my point? I'll let you lot talk for 900 years. 1 second, thank you. They got the
sounds like you're cases. Doing a Drake there.
Maybe. They got Ooh. The cases. Then you've got to take a look at the amount of players that they can just buy every single window and it don't affect nothing. No other club in the Premier League, barring you wankers, can actually do that.
Have Arsenal spent more than City? No.
No?
Nowhere near.
No, they spent the most. Manchester can only spend money.
Chelsea, mate.
It's not limited to their player buys. City spend money across everything, which impacts everything.
And by the way, but City, when they spend and the money that they're spending on players, we do know they're overpaying.
Most top teams overpay.
I think Man United overpay. I wouldn't say City. I'd say
City usually get bargains.
City getting timber. City buying timber would have to pay a lot more than Arsenal did, I'd say.
Yeah, but there's 100 million for Jack Grealish.
That's overpaid, no?
That was the going rate at the time. Jack was the hottest thing moving.
But can I get back to what Tigo was saying, please? Because I'm considered an Arsenal hater, right? And I am not an Arsenal
Everyone,
hater.
I know that's not true.
That's not, you know that's not true, right? I am not an Arsenal hater. So if I put aside all of the pages and you lot and all the rest of it.
Stop saying me. I'm a great example of an Arsenal fan. Carry on.
You are, that's the problem.
Yeah, that is the problem. I would like to see Arsenal win the league.
It's time. It's time that Man City can't win the league every year.
Man City win it four times in a row.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Makes it a glorified Scottish league.
I agreed with you time ago. Arsenal should win this league.
They've done it the right way, you know.
Do you want them to?
Yeah. Arsenal should win this league. They've played football better and they haven't lost to a big team.
No, and I think every fan has to have a reckon. Every fan that's not involved in this title has to have a reckon and say, you know what? It's better for me. It's better for football. It's better for everything if Man City don't win the league.
I didn't want Liverpool to win the league and then they done it and... I got over that.
Exactly.
Now can we, if we include all of the pages, the blogs, the people, it's going to be a horrible thing if they win.
Oh, and this is horrible. This is why it's not fair, because Man City don't have a presence. Like, yeah, I'm not.
So that's why I don't mind
they
that,
have
though.
People, they got
when
blocks.
Liverpool won it, it was not nice. When Tottenham were nearly
winning
it, it was
not
nice.
Yeah,
but they'll Leicester it. They'll Leicester it, just like
the
Liverpool.
The league will become more exciting knowing that it's just not going to be Man City every
shut
year.
Up. Miles has already sat right there and said that.
But why would I shut up? I'm confused.
No, it's called being humble.
Why
Kendrick,
would you be humble?
Being a Kendrick fan.
Shut up, man. Football fans are humble.
No, so if you win a league, you don't
what
be humble.
What do you
okay.
want?
Okay. Yeah, you're
football
right.
fans
you're
are
right.
just
no,
sit
no,
down
no,
and go,
hey,
oh,
hey,
we won.
Hey,
shut up.
You shut up. Yeah? Nah, you're right. I'll shut up.
Being a Kendrick fan. No.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I'll shut up.
But they'll Leicester it, just like Liverpool.
You wouldn't be humble, would you, if you won the league?
No, I'll be bowling. Are you crazy?
No, you shouldn't be.
Wow. I'm gonna have to take it, boy. A whole season if they win, you know.
Yo,
oh, what?
Would you be humble if you won the league?
I'll take it.
Would you be humble if you won the league?
Well, we won the Conference Cup, and I was going crazy.
Fam, even when you beat Arsenal, I'm having to deal with all of your.
Yeah, I was going crazy.
Come on, bro.
Wins, I'll go crazy at the wins. Yeah, that's why it's great supporting West Ham, man.
But it'll be good. Think about it. It's not even just winning the league. It's beating Pep Guardiola's treble-winning Man City. Mad. Why should I not be happy about that?
Yeah. Wow.
We didn't even have a goalkeeper
but
in August.
They have to lose to us.
Right, where's Ramsdale?
Somewhere of his, I don't know. But Raya came in. Most clean sheets, golden glove.
Well, I wish you luck the best, man.
But look, ultimately, we're going to focus on next season right now because there's nothing we can do to affect this weekend's results. Man City probably win the league. Chelsea probably finish in Europe. Yeah. And Manchester United probably sack their manager if they've got any sense.
If they got any sense.
If you were to say, right, let me focus on next season right now, what would you say is something exciting to look forward to in the 2024-25 season?
For Man United?
Yeah, go on.
It can't get worse than this.
That's true. Kobbie Mainoo from August. It would be interesting.
You say his name properly.
Sorry, Kobbie.
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 He's 6 foot.
He's two B's.
Is he 6 foot? Yeah, you see that? I saw him in FIFA and I was like,
I didn't know that. I'm going to figure that out for myself. I'm going to go meet him. I'm going to figure that out for myself. Because
are you done with United? Is that it?
Is that it? Yeah, it can't,
yeah,
be
it
worse.
Can't get worse.
Because I've got...
Oh, you've been dying to say George Earthy's name. Go on, go on.
You took that from me. Now, George Earthy scored his first goal. Sorry, he made his debut.
Ys.
Got knocked out. Had to come off. But there's been a lot of hype about him. They do say he's the new Declan Rice, but I just think the next guy coming through...
Scored with his first touch.
Huh?
Scored with his first touch, correct?
Scored with his first touch, but mate, he's such a sick little player.
What position is he?
They put him on the wing, but he was coming inside like... Just,
I like when...
beautiful.
I like when players come through at West Ham, you know.
Oh, bro, it's beautiful, honestly.
I do like that, because they don't a lot anymore. Not like they used to anyway.
They used to be crazy. You lot used to be the best.
Yeah, well, you'd take them, didn't you? Like, they get taken, but now they're just getting taken earlier. Like...
Okay.
City took one. Like, yeah, they just take them
earlier. Yeah, that's the problem. West Ham, you want to talk about Man City Newcastle and how much money they spend. Cool. Now let's talk about how many kids they're plucking from academies around the world and then selling them for 50 mil.
Are you saying they're fans? They're a fan, they're a fan, they're a fan.
Yeah.
They're a fan, they're a fan, they're
Pep's
a fan.
Pep's got a weird case. Why is he around?
Oh, City. Yeah, but so that's my thing to look forward to. Hope
just
George
Earthy,
games.
Just two get two.
No, but that's not just for West Ham, that's for England.
Okay, but is there anyone else at West Ham?
Oh, you're doing bigger picture, yeah? For all of us.
Is there anyone else at West Ham?
Yeah, there's another guy called Casey, centre-back. He got on the other day. He's tall. Bit gangly at the moment, but you'll fill it out.
Kaelin Casey.
Who's your new gaffer going to be?
The one that was at Wolves, man.
The Pettigwee.
I just don't fancy that.
I'd love for
what
you to
What other jobs has he done?
He done
that Real Madrid guy, that one that done Spain as well.
Yeah, he's the one.
That's your manager.
He's the one. But Bayern Munich were after him as well.
He's not bad.
So he must be half decent.
They're after Ten Hag as well.
Huh? He's a good manager, mate. He's a good manager when he's got the right overmars.
Well, would you take him? Would you take Ten Hag?
When he's got the right overmars.
Wait. Yes. Moyes is leaving.
Would I take Ten Hag?
Ten Hag's linked to West Ham. You take him, yeah?
Yeah.
Bro, 60 injuries is unheard of in a season. There's only 25 men in the squad, bro.
When Newcastle had the injuries, we sat at these tables saying, oh, poor Eddie Howe.
Chelsea. Two teams that are ahead of you with a similar injury list.
Yeah.
Not similar, no. 60 injuries, no one's got that.
Is that 16 now? Has that been something that's been throughout the season? Or?
And Wayne Rooney says a lot of the players you lot are saying are injured aren't injured.
I believe that.
But you can hear that. But
oh, Rooney said
most
that.
Most players that ain't like 100% anyway, but like 14 different centre-back combinations that... What are we doing here?
Who are West Ham losing this summer?
Who are we losing?
Paqueta.
I think possibly Paqueta.
Paqueta to City.
Has he bust his gambling thing?
No, but I think everyone just likes him.
Paqueta.
Okay.
Antonio's going?
Yeah, I think Antonio will go this
possibly.
Summer.
Possibly. He might move up north to a club up north, maybe.
Why? What's up north for him?
Bolton.
Yeah. What do you mean?
It's time for...
What do you know? What do you know about up north?
I just think he might move up north. To
what
a club?
Oh, just your thought.
That way doesn't matter.
He's from south.
Doesn't matter.
He plays for. What do you mean?
Oh, you got a bit of info? What's going on? You just.
No, Steve, you need to land.
I don't need to land.
Let's narrow it down. Is he going Forest? He's been there.
I don't know nothing.
That's Midlands.
I'm just north of here.
You need centre backs?
Yeah. I think Kurt Zouma will go. Yeah, I like Kurt, but he literally, even though he defended so well the other day, he doesn't look like he can run anymore. Looks like injuries have caught up with him.
Kicking cats.
All of that, man, yeah. That hurts.
But they're not going to get that wage anywhere else, though.
don't stay for your wage, mate. Play for the team. You're not doing it right now.
Yeah.
Aguerd. And
Mavropanos. You can't say your players' names, man.
Do we need left back? Krezza, I think Krezza's staying. I think Krezza will stay.
Oh, you're happy with that, yeah?
I like Krezza, mate.
But do you like him because he's been at West Ham for years, or do you like him because he's a good player still today?
I like him because he's a good man.
Oh. You're going to go again with
what
a striker.
What a man.
Oh, yeah, we need a striker. Desperately need a striker. Again. Yeah, but that's why Moyes, unfortunately, is...
Get Scamacca back.
He's getting crazy.
He's doing all right.
He's getting crazy.
Didn't work for us. Didn't work under Moyes. I don't know how this new guy plays. Can anyone help me out here?
Boring.
Is it? Yeah.
Newcastle will be a lot better next year. They're talking about tossing Adebayo and Lloyd Kelly coming in on free transfers.
Great free transfers.
That's business.
Lloyd Kelly's a good centre.
Why aren't Man United doing that business right there?
Brother, we're talking about Newcastle, man. Come on, let's stick to the... You lot are ruining the show.
Stick to the script, I think.
I saw Tosin Adebayo linked with you lot like 4 or 5 months ago, and I thought, is he ready to start for Man United? Maybe not. But he's sick. I think he's from up there because he's Man City Academy.
Yeah, he's from Manny.
Are you joking me? He's English. What? I did not know that.
So, T, what you're saying is you saw him linked to United. You said, you saw him linked to Newcastle. I said, why are United not doing this?
Yeah, because Newcastle know that he's not a starter for them. No, he's not going to City to take Sven Botman's spot,
That's
is he?
Crazy, though. That is crazy.
Sorry, Newcastle. He's not going to Newcastle to take Sven Botman's slot.
Botman's quality.
So if he goes to Man United and you've got Lissandro Martinez, you're losing Johnny Evans.
Losing Varane,
if you're lucky.
Hopefully,
you need depth in that position. I think Newcastle, that's genius. If they get both those players, that's genius.
Sven Botman could have been on a disappointing list.
He got injured.
Maybe injured. Yeah, okay.
Big injury.
You went to just kill Sven like that?
No, because I just remember you lot rating him so high, but he's injured.
Do you reckon Newcastle will keep Isak this summer, though? With so much people kind of wanting a striker and like everything going back to that sort of number nine style with a lot of teams.
I don't know. There's no smoke without fire with Isak, is there? Because they keep talking like he's available. I don't know if he's got an agreement with the club. Like if we don't get Champions League, I can talk to clubs.
I think it's more so the FFP situation.
It's changed the name of that now.
It's someone put the money in.
PRS.
It's called PRS.
PRS? Nah, stay over there.
Leave PRS to me.
Leave it to
what are you talking about?
But they can't. Can they really afford to lose? Because Eddie Howe came out and spoke about Gomez's a situation where there is a release clause. He can go for like 80. I think it's 80 or 100, one of the two.
To a top 14.
Can they afford to lose Gomez and Isak in one window? If they lose one, do they keep Isak?
I think
they
probably can because they'll get a load of money for both of them.
That's true.
Still, I mean, they're their best players, but they've got to spend it. But one thing they've done, like I say, with Adebayo and Lloyd Kelly, you clear up two like defensive positions there with spending no money. Then you sell Isak and you. You're laughing. You've got money to spend.
Do you know who I like going to Newcastle? The kid from Sporting Lisbon that's been going crazy, the Swedish.
Gyökeres.
Yeah. I like that.
Gyökeres. Good.
I watched him at Coventry. He was good, yeah.
He was too good for that league.
Soft G.
Gyökeres,
yeah.
Oh, well done, Mark.
I'm waiting for him to come for him so we can actually figure out how to say his name because championship commentators, they'll just say what they see.
My friend's a championship commentator.
Which one?
Aaron McLean.
Yeah, I bet. But no, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
He struggles. I'm joking. We got Ezzy.
Gyökeres is a madness on Football Manager, you know.
Is he crazy?
Mad.
Chelsea are going to be decent next year on paper. But Pochettino's like death by a cop right now. He's holding the gun to his own head and putting the Chelsea chairman's finger on it and saying, go on.
Well, what?
Because they're asking Poch if you want the job. If you're going to keep the job, they're saying we don't even know if we want the job.
Yeah,
we might walk.
Yeah. So it's not just one person decides if I stay this summer.
That's like Scary Movie that we said it before when the cock goes in the air, death by cock. That is insane.
I'm not going to lie. That. Chelsea's panning out.
He just resumed play.
Chelsea's panning out kind of how I thought it would.
They've got a problem though.
Yeah, but they've also
the defense.
Yeah, they've got a problem, but they're also in the right hands. You get me? And I think Poch is the right hands for them, and he's getting it together, man. They've been putting together performances. Obviously, there's a little bit missing, but I know you spend all that money, you're not the finished article, but they never was. It's bare young boys and whatever. There's a little bit missing, but they're definitely on the right track. Like they're decent. They're all right.
Yeah, Poe. Quite a few episodes ago, we had this debate about Poch. I think you might have been on my side as it go. It was T that wasn't, but what are we thinking of Poch now? like in the sense of what he's doing.
He's done good over there. There's a lot going on over there, you know. Like, there's a lot going on. It took
but we
this
knew
long
that months ago as well. Though.
Yeah, but it took this long to work out for a reason. There was a whole lot going on, and everything that they got is not ideal. But there's still a lot to be desired.
If Man United are good, alongside with everyone else is good, and who else? And Newcastle don't get the injuries, and Tonali doesn't decide to go to flipping Ladbrokes. Are Chelsea where they are? Because I think
second half of the season they're top four.
Who's Charles?
Since Boxing Day, the only team that's got more points than them is you lot and City.
Like me.
Yeah, they've got 34 points or something since Boxing Day. Like, so form guy, they'll be third right now.
Because I watched them against Arsenal, they were absolutely shocking.
They were. That was the. I think defensively it was outrageous, and that's the thing is they've got a left back problem. Thiago Silva's going. They've got a big centre back problem.
Enzo might need to go as well, and I love
really?
That guy.
No.
Fam, I didn't even realize. I saw Noni come into the side, and I was like, Noni's playing so well. Noni's playing so well. I even forgot Enzo was out. Like they took Enzo out to put Noni in the right. He's been injured. He's been playing so much better. They've been getting better results and more. I can watch them a little
I
bit more.
I think Enzo coming back in this team with this confidence is going to be
different.
Yeah.
He's such a player, bro. He's such a player.
He's not the icing. He's like a part of a puzzle for me.
Honestly, I'll just call him Madueke, please. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Really
oh,
say?
Sorry.
He's taking like Noni. I have to ask, man, like, who's Noni?
Oh, sorry. No, I chatted to him since PSG day, so. Sorry, I apologize.
Oh, big friend. Little bit.
Nah, you set that up too perfect, Paul, man.
Huh?
You set that up too perfect.
So. Aston Villa in the Champions League is going to be good. Because Aston Villa in the Champions League is going to be Unai Emery in Europe.
That's crazy.
We know Unai Emery can get jobs done in Europe.
People try and mock him because of his time at Arsenal. He is a top, top, top coach.
He lost the league in PSG. He won it after, but he lost it.
Yeah, he lost it to Mbappe and Monaco.
Takes a lot of effort to not win the league for PSG.
Remember they were 4-0 up against Barcelona? And then they got the return leg 6-1.
Was that him?
Yeah, bro. I was like, that is disgraceful, bro. So he's also shot the bed a couple of times.
Yeah,
in
but
Europe.
His CV, man. He's a top coach, man.
But furthermore, when he gets kicked out of Europe, he really gets kicked out of Europe. For Arsenal in the final, battered by Chelsea. Even the other day, when no one's bringing it up, was it 5-2, 6-2 Olympiacos? Then that PSG result, I couldn't believe it.
But getting teams that far, like Arsenal got to the final, obviously Sevilla all those times.
Villarreal.
Yeah. Even Villa getting that far, like that was their first season in Europe, maybe ever. Well, no, they won Europe in the '80s, whatever.
What is Villa's objective next year?
Have fun, I think.
Who's their owner? It's not Randy Lerner and their money.
No. Randy Lerner's out.
No, I'll just check it. But they got bread, though, innit?
Yeah.
Because this new luxury tax thing is going to change the landscape of the league. If man's got money, they're going to spend it.
But they've got the good thing about Villa as well. They've got players like from Derby that came in. This season was okay. I think next season he kicks on.
Do they keep Bailey doing? But then again, they all keep their players because their man will play Champions League, innit? They can at least stay this season. I've got to say, do they keep Ollie Watkins? Do they keep Ollie Watkins and that?
Probably. Ollie Watkins, of course. 19 goals, 12 assists. You got Leon Bailey going crazy. Oh, they're gonna keep those players.
Obviously, he would want to play in Champions League.
But what if another
I don't see a team that's
what if another Champions League team
only
coming for him.
Maybe Newcastle.
If Arsenal came out and said we want Ollie Watkins, he's got a big decision to make.
Yeah, I think Newcastle could as well.
It's an easy decision to make.
It's an easy decision there.
What, go Arsenal?
He said he wants to play for him when he was younger.
Newcastle got a lot of money and they'd build around him.
But they ain't got no Champions League.
No, it's true. It's true. And you'd think he'd want to play Champions League as a priority. But the idea if Isak went Arsenal, Ollie Watkins, spend that money straight on Ollie Watkins. Villa might look at that and think there might be some business there.
Nah, man, they can't sell their goal machine.
What's it called when it's an effect? So what if
domino effect?
So who goes to Villa? If Watkins and Isak,
Solanke.
Ooh,
sensei.
I'm here, man.
And then who goes to Bournemouth?
Tony.
Crystal Palace. What happens to them next season? Because I like the football that they're playing.
They're going to get decimated. Whoever buys Olise should buy Eze as well.
No, they should buy Wharton as well.
Wharton's a baller.
All three of them then.
If they had Decore, Eze, Wharton, Olise.
Mateta,
and
don't leave Mateta.
What JP's
up.
Doing up front? What?
With that new coach coming and yeah, you saw him implement his...
Where was he before? I've seen his face.
He's done good.
Crazy.
You get me? When you do it down there, you notice it like, and obviously he's got the talent pool to flex a bit. Like they're looking decent. They're playing some good stuff.
But he's playing really good football.
Oh yeah, played West Ham.
But Bayern Munich won him.
Do you know? Have you lot seen Olise's numbers?
15
and 18, 13 starts.
That's ridiculous, bro.
15 and 18 what?
15 goals, goal contributions.
15 goal contributions, 18 games.
Oh.
13 of them starts.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
It's a good injured season, man.
He's good, man.
Good player.
We was at Old Trafford. I was like, all right, cool. This is his audition.
For another club.
No, for Old Trafford United. But then he done so well. I think he might have talked himself out of the move.
Right. To a bigger club.
To another club.
Do you think we could? Do you think we could get him?
Of course.
Why?
China. Because we're United. Firstly.
Like, no, firstly. I saw his text on his WhatsApp. He wants Champions League football.
That's not what he said.
You might have to fix the roof.
Yeah.
Oh. No, but we could definitely get Elise. Come on.
And start tidying up. And make sure there's actually disabled people in your disabled section.
Well, there's a lot going on. We're starting from the top. All the way down.
Start from the bottom.
No, the top of the stand.
Fair enough. No, you should start from the bottom, though. Man United need to clear out from the bottom up.
Because
the
infrastructure and all that's important.
I like him at United, Elise. And Eze. Both of them.
Nah, you like both of them.
Not United, man.
So, can I say something?
Every club I talk about, I give a bit of positivity.
You even love United for years.
I do. I like Arsenal too. I like Liverpool. I like West Ham.
You like West Ham, yeah.
Yeah, I like West Ham. Yeah, I know that. I've always liked West Ham.
Manchester City aren't going to let Real Madrid push them around in the Champions League next year.
That's who we should be worried about, by the way.
Madrid
guys.
Didn't really push them around. They was on their necks. That was a smash and grab, but Madrid always get it done.
Madrid about to play the fifth place Bundesliga team for the Champions League.
I want Sancho to win the Champions League, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because I want a lot of things, though.
I
need to recoup as much money as possible for that kid.
I think the price has already gone up because he's there, though.
Yeah, if he wins it, solidifies it. 60.
What?
60 if he wins the Champions League.
That's cheap.
Stay where?
Or more.
The only way he's worth more money at the end of the season is if everyone unanimously accepts the manager got it wrong. That's the only way.
3 years, yeah, 69 gut.
Facts.
3 years, yeah, 69 gut.
Man said facts in the middle of my... Liverpool allegedly have got the perfect behind-the-scenes structure, and this summer when Arne Slot comes in, it's going to be seamless and they're going to be title challengers.
Yeah, right.
It's perfect. Everything's perfect for them, apparently.
Yeah, right.
Because of what Klopp's built over there, yeah? Because the guy could be a good coach and all that, yeah? But if he hasn't got no personality... It's going to leave a massive void. I don't know him.
No, I've seen a few interviews of him. He's like, cool. He handles it well. But that's to that press over there.
He needs personality, or that void left by Klopp is going to be filled by just the players, the fans, just everything. Because like, there's something, like there's a feel-good factor. There's a, you get what I'm trying to say? Like Liverpool play
I read,
with it.
I did read that he's a bit of an anomaly. Like apart from Roy Hodgson, every kind of Liverpool manager has always either been like close to the club, like even Houllier was a teacher in Liverpool. Brendan Rodgers, because the Irish heritage, there's a Liverpool connection. Jurgen Klopp just is very Liverpool in the way that he carries himself. This is one that does feel a little bit like that breaking tradition.
School teachers have a good chance of getting a job at Liverpool then?
No.
Not so much these days.
Also, when he was in Eredivisie, he was getting coached by Ten Hag.
Arne Slot.
Aphrodisiac.
Stop.
I don't know. How long has he been there?
Trying to get away from the song.
Wait, Mo.
Mo?
Mo.
Who's Mo?
Mo.
Marks.
Wrong show, boy.
Aphrodisiac. You started it like you were going to say aphrodisiac.
That's a great song, by the way. And no one says it enough.
Brandy lost her mind.
It's a great song.
In production.
No.
No, he's the other one, isn't it?
Dark Child.
The
Dark
more
Child.
They talk about us.
What about Tottenham Hotspur?
Tottenham.
Went off the boil a bit, innit? But they still, if they, even,
Andrew's
if,
a
even
fraud.
If they finish, he's not. Even he if they great. Finish fifth, they would have took that at the beginning of the season. Harry
yeah,
Kane.
Yeah, of course they would. Not at the beginning of the season, because you lot say West Ham, wish we would have took ninth, eighth, where
no,
we're going to finish.
No, you wouldn't.
When we done our predictions at the start, I said the top half finished. Me, that's on camera.
Ninth,
yeah,
ninth,
that's
ninth
safe.
Ain't that bad. Ninth ain't
no,
that bad.
Wait for what our players we got.
That's safe.
I go through all the other teams and I'll take their players, bro, over ours.
Nah, you got a better team than Man United.
No way, man. No way. No way.
How many players would you take from United?
I'll take Rashford. I'll take Shaw. I'll take Martinez. I'll take your coffin keeper. Sorry, my language. Sorry.
He's passionate.
I would take your right back now to for our right back.
So in other words, he's saying 10 marks is rubbish.
He means Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah. Oh. I'll take Dalot as well.
Is it Dalot?
Yeah, man.
Amad Diallo?
I'll take Diallo.
Over Kudus?
Well, no. Because we've got Kudus there. But
yeah, but I've seen the way you shop. In like Tesco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every film with a yellow sticker, just put it in the box.
Just bare lucky charms in your trolleys, man.
Did you
Got to eat everything in 2 days.
Hold the phone. Oh, so you got kicked out of Tesco's, what?
The alarm went off. Did you see that part?
No. Why did you get kicked out?
The fire alarm went off. Or something went off.
Oh, so everyone got kicked out.
Evacuated. Oh, that happened to me this morning.
What? Huh? So did you have to pay?
You had to leave the shop in there. Yeah, and I parked it up in a certain place. Bro, had to get back.
On my life, I just left it. I went home.
What? Nah. Needed it.
What? So you crazy?
I would have left with it.
So, Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah. You'd been happy with them
they're
finishing
young,
fifth.
Most positions, they're young. If they get a striker this year, frees up Son so he doesn't have to do all that upfront business.
You know who I like for them? I like it for anyone, though. Morgan Gibbs-White, mum.
Yeah, but it's too obvious, I think.
Oh, so what do you want me to do?
I don't know.
What the hell is that?
Can you get Solanke for them? Wouldn't
Solanke are they keeping Werner?
Oh. I don't think so. Terrible.
I haven't really seen a lot of Werner though, to be honest.
He's rubbish.
He's terrible, bro. He's
just
fast.
He's not good, man.
He's like Garnacho, gets right there and then just messes up.
Don't start me on him, bro.
All right.
Depth though, not a lot of depth over there.
They need to sell a lot, but it's building. They've got a lot of centre backs.
Perisic.
No.
What are we talking about?
He's gone back to Split.
He's gone back home. Yeah, he's gone back home.
They got a bit of depth, to be fair, because they go through a few injuries. They have got a bit of depth, and they seem because they're only fifth, and they've had injuries throughout the season.
Depth is how you look. With the second
well, they
team.
Had no Madison for a little while. And
they lost
survived.
That whole month.
But I'm saying, look, if you take a look at Tottenham Hotspur, they were always going to be like top fifth, sixth. So when you take a look at Man United, for example, you're like, oh, wow, the injuries.
Villa's
that
team
affects
is
them.
Bigger than Didn't Tottenham. Yeah. That's why Villa are ahead of
them. If they was fully fit and had their best team, they'll be top four.
They might be top four. They might.
Yeah, they would be. I believe they would.
In front of Villa?
Villa then, yeah.
So they're not even doing that much worse than... So I think the depth thing for them is not
yeah,
that
I
bad.
Think Poet saying depth, because you've got depth in your eyes.
Yeah.
Your eyes.
Yeah, they need what's that, Steve-O?
I heard you just gotta ignore Steve-O. It's cool, Steve-O, it's alright.
That's Whitford anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, man, I can't use my own joke against me. This is mad. It's alright, cool, I got you. 1-0.
Obviously Leicester and Leeds
coming up.
That's exciting. Not sorry, Leicester.
No,
and
Leicester
Leeds.
And Ipswich, man.
I can't believe how West Brom are just the same West Brom.
Dianga's still there. Is it Diagana or whatever? Yeah. It's still there.
It's cold. It's cold. West Ham.
You know Courtney's cousin plays right back for them? Furlong.
Courtney's cousin's Furlong.
Darnell Furlong. If West Brom come up though, you know who comes up with them? Carl Bartley.
Yeah, I see him. He must be his captain. He's probably right.
Carl Bartley got to wave them up. I'm sorry.
Do your thing, bro.
Yeah, no, come on, man. Lansbury.
You can't Carl Bartley like this.
Bro.
Come on, man. Give him a
Carl
chance.
Carl Bartley back at the Prem.
I think Jan Envila being at West Brom is worse.
Is he there?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, he didn't
come
play.
Off the bench.
Oh, did come off.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing, bro. This guy was doing Nike campaigns.
Yeah, he's still
worse
33, 34, man. Come on.
And Kyle Bartley allow him.
But it's mad how West Brom are the same. Semi Ajayi's still there. Matt Phillips is still there.
They've got a player called Jason Malumbi. Guess what colour he is?
White. Irish boy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Look at Kofi at Crystal Palace, though. The world's changing, man. You've got to keep up.
Are Ipswich Town going to go straight back down?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
You know why they won't? They might. You know why they might? No, I forgot they had a lot of loan players.
It's going to be a lot of loans. They'll go back into the loan market this
but
year.
But they will loan good quality players. He's the gaffer's good manager.
They better sign Amari Hutchinson. Yeah. He might as well just go.
Learn everything he knows at United as well.
So yeah, I think it will come up. They'll be solid. They'll be good football. I think they'll surprise people and they'll have a good start.
Should we go?
Yeah, I'm there.
I'm coming.
Yes.
Say no more.
My nephew plays.
Ed Sheeran's going to be... In the hovering prim? Over the Prem next year.
That could bring Ipswich back, you know.
Just said.
Nah, just them being in the Prem and that Ipswich, if you know. You
oh,
know.
It's already gone up 13%, the house prices up there.
You know, Twan Zabies is part of that team.
Oh, is it, yeah?
But boys, I feel like we're excited about next season, even if this weekend might be a bit. And we got a Euros to look forward
England.
To.
England!
We've got a whole
England.
Summer of
let's
Euros
watch England
content.
Together, man. Like, forget these lot, forget content. Let's go pub.
Go pub, just link me.
Jordy.
Do you want to jump on the remix of my England song?
No.
Come on, England. Come on, England. Come on, England.
What?
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 It sounded like that. I didn't say that.
Is that a remix?
What?
Seven other one.
That's the Bermondsey version.
We want to get the song out there. We want to get it playing around the stadiums.
All playlists.
Yeah, bro.
Download stream.
All the money goes to...
Steve-O.
England.
Well, boys, we're excited about the next season. We're excited about the summer. And we're excited about what Steve-O comes up with for the remix
yes.
and the reboot of Come
New
On
video.
England.
Serious?
Dubai.
Bro, you have to do it in the most English place possible.
And don't put Lumos in the video this time.
No, but that is New England,
No, you got to come out
bro.
Of London. We got to go like Folkestone.
Loons, was you in it? Did you come?
No chance.
Where's the repping? What are you talking about? Mash time was in the video, blood. Yeah? Trust me.
Do you know who we saw when we came off the bus? American Foster. Chucky's cousin. Remember the girl that does all of the TikTok?
I know that girl.
She was.
He called her American Foster.
I know. America, sorry.
We got America. Sorry.
And then he's asking Steve if he knows.
Yeah.
Well, boys, that's a great bonus episode. Play La Bomb this weekend. It'll set you up for next season. You're going to want to play it all next season.
La,
filthy at 5, filthyat5.com. Thanks for coming, boys.
Mugs on a remix.